at the outset, allow me to say that our National Action Plan on the Rights of the Child in Turkmenistan encompasses the rights of all children to life and to freedom from violence, exploitation, or harsh or cruel or neglectful treatment, and it also ensures an effective protection system and support system for vulnerable children. We have adopted measures in order to bring our national legislation into line with international human rights standards and to protect children from all forms of cruel or degrading treatment. We also have developed a plan of preventive measures, and as was said, UNICEF's assessment reflects that we are meeting expectations. Any form of infliction of violence or harm against children is considered to be unlawful and is prosecuted according to the law. According to our Code of Administrative Offences, beatings or other forms of violence that inflict physical or psychological harm or other forms of harm to a child's health, or which leads to lack of work capacity to work, all this incurs liability. Since the when administrative measures have been taken against a person, if a person reoffends, then the liability is increased. Criminal liability is foreseen for the infliction of psychological or physical harm through beatings or other forms of violence, and Article 108 of the Criminal Code of Turkmenistan covers this, and it foresees a imprisonment term of up to 2 years.
As regards fighting sexual violence against children, this is a problem that requires a comprehensive approach from all of the state, society, and all individuals. We are developing and reinforcing a number of laws aimed at preventing and punishing sexual violence against children. This includes establishing clear definitions, austere punishment for perpetrators, and systems for protecting victims. We're conducting education campaigns also for children, teachers, and parents, and other adults, so that everyone understands what sexual violence is, how it can be identified, and how to protect children from it. There are laws also for protecting children from being drawn into prostitution. There's programs for assistance for children, including medical and psychological assistance, as legal aid also. There's confidentiality for victims if they request assistance, and this is protected. The healthcare, education and other agencies have systems for rapidly responding if there is information about such crimes or allegations. This is true also. There are measures taken for children and parents, working with also judges, prosecutors, and agencies for adoption and fostering. There are systems for reporting through the police and the prosecutor's office of cases or allegations. There's assistance where minors are not able to report individually. There's no restriction on age for those who can report allegations or supposed cases of sexual violence. The most significant changes in the legislation have included our efforts to include new components for children to be handled by the police and the justice system, creating a more favorable environment for justice. There's a committee for the rights of minors, which operates locally in interaction with law enforcement agencies and the Interior Ministry. Currently, with support from UNICEF, the government is considering new options for expanding activity with a modernization and expansion of existing components for the protection of children across the country. In 2021, the Labour Ministry and agencies of social protection, together with UNICEF, conducted an assessment of how the current system for protecting children operates in Turkmenistan, including analysis of the work of individual agencies. notably for fostering and adoption, as well as medical committees for children and other agencies. As a result, executive authorities received reports on the basis of which proposals were made for improving further the system for protecting children. The recommendations included the following: overhauling legislation on fostering and adoption and the work of the Committee on Affairs of Minors. Currently, with technical support from UNICEF, the Ministry for Children is developing and presenting to the corresponding agencies at the local and national levels new proposals and recommendations for improvement. That concludes my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you very much, representative of Ministry of Internal Affairs, please.
Thank you very much for giving me the floor. Chair, esteemed members of the committee, I